When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome in, everybody, to a special edition of Football 24/7, recapping day 8 of training camp practice here for the Philadelphia Eagles. I will give you guys all the updates. We will keep it short, brief, and to the point today. Remember, a lot of content coming up later today on Jacob Sports, 2 to 6 p.m., the National Football Show with Dan Cilio, where he will dive deeper into the practice. And then tonight, a special edition of Birds 365 from 6 to 8 p.m. with John McMullen, who is down there live at the NovaCare Complex to take it all in, our eyes and ears down at the stadium or at the practice facility. So we will talk to him tonight at 6 to 8 p.m. Let's get into the action of the practice. The first thing I will do is give you guys the rundown on who played and who was out there. So I will pull up the practice report for you guys. We'll talk about that. Tyler Steen back out on the field, which was interesting. A little limited, but he was back out there. Some fun stuff was going on with Jalen Hurts riding around in the golf cart with Nick Sirianni in the front seat and Big Dom on the back. So a lot of some good vibes coming out of practice today. Here is your practice report, everybody. Did not practice today. Oren Burks out again. He continues to be out since day one of camp. Obviously, you saw they signed Shaquille this morning, Shaquille Quarterman. So he will probably looking like the replacement for Oren Burks, another special team heavy linebacker. We'll see how that goes. Paris Campbell out today, did not practice with the groin. Mekhi Gardner out again with the hamstring, and Brandon Smith out with the concussion. And then in your limited role today in practice, Mekhi Becton, he was out there but limited. Josh with an illness. Josh Job was out there limited with a concussion. Eli Ricks was out there limited with an illness. And Tyler Steen back in pads today but limited with that ankle injury. So we'll see if he can get back onto the practice field. The Eagles were in full pads today, which is a great sign. So good stuff there. But that is your practice report on who was out there and who was able to play today. And another good practice, everybody. Let's go to the on-field stuff. Vic Fangio spoke, by the way, before practice. He had some good stuff to say. I'll run you through that a little bit, and then we'll get into the on-field stuff. And then some players spoke after the fact, Saquon Barkley being one of them. Not too much to take from the players. Some good comments from Saquon, a couple good comments from Isaiah Rodgers, but we will run all of that down. Vic Fangio spoke about being in the booth. So this year, Vic Fangio, as the defensive coordinator of the team, will not be on the sidelines. He will be calling the games from the booth. He called it the best view. So Vic Fangio, something he's done since he's not been a head coach, he will continue, and he spoke about that today. Vic said Chauncey Gardner-Johnson has had a great camp so far. So Vic liking what he sees there. And he also spoke about Bryce Huff. Said he's improving as camp goes along here. So obviously when Vic spoke earlier, kind of made some headlines talking about Bryce Huff wasn't a three-down player. Not everybody liked it, and people speculated maybe Bryce wouldn't like it. So he kind of gives him a vote of confidence today, just said he was improving as camp went along. And then he also, you know, the other thing that got some headlines today that Vic said, which was interesting, is when Vic Fangio was with the Dolphins last year, he says he tried to get the Dolphins to trade for Milton Williams, Eagles defensive tackle, third-string defensive tackle behind Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter. But he said Howie would not do it. So good stuff from Vic Fangio. Said, obviously, that shows that he's a high on Milton Williams. So maybe Milton has a big role here in the Vic Fangio defense. So interesting to see. We'll be tracking, obviously, Milton all season long. A guy that has high expectations this year. So we'll see how he's able to do. Vic Fangio talked about the preseason a little bit. He thinks it's good to get the players out there. Sirianni may or may not be open to doing that, but we will see what they'll end up doing. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with the with the preseason here. You got a lot of young guys. You're coming off a big collapse there at the end of last year. You know, what will they end up doing? Will they put guys out there? We will see what they end up doing there. The other cool thing that happened today down at practice, that's going to do it for my comments on Vic Fangio. I encourage you all to listen to his full press conference. He's very fun to listen to, very smart coach. But Jason Kelce, everybody, was down at practice today. I saw him, video came out of him hugging, Eagle legend Hugh Douglas, over works at WIP now. Jason Kelce was back out there. So we'll see, what to make of Jason Kelce, who made his debut, by the way, on ESPN last week. So good stuff there. Mekhi Becton, as I mentioned, was back out there. Tyler Steen was back out there. So we'll see. Let's get into the on-field work. Jalen Hurts, another great day, everybody. 3 touchdown passes. He continues to throw the ball all over the field, 11 of 13, 3 touchdowns. That comes from Elliott Shore Park, who obviously tracks those stats. Jalen Hurts really had a good day. All the throws all over the field. He turned in another good performance, obviously, as he continues to do. First touchdown pass was to Devontae Smith. Hit him over the middle for about 10-yard touchdown from 10 yards out. Looked like the pressure was there, but Hurts did get it out quickly. The next touchdown he had was to Johnny Wilson. We're going to talk about Johnny a little bit on this show here. Johnny Wilson continues to make plays in this offense. I think Jalen Hurts likes the guy. I know John said he's not ready to play yet. He's a rookie. He's a 5th or 6th round pick, whatever he was this year. He continues to make plays for this team. He's a big-bodied player. I think they're going to use him if they go wide receiver 3 by committee. I think he's a good player. I think he's valuable to the offense. So we'll see what he's able to do. And then the other touchdown throw that it wasn't to Dallas Goedert. I thought it was to Dallas Goedert. Didn't see a report on who the third touchdown was to, but you know Devontae Smith caught one and Johnny Wilson caught one. So we'll see what he's able to do. Anyway, 11 of 13, 3 touchdowns, another great day for Jalen Hurts, which is a very positive thing. Moving into more of what happened on the offensive side of the ball today. Devontae Smith had more great catches today, having a really awesome camp. Jordan Davis, heard some flashes about Jordan Davis today. 1st and 10 at the 1. Offense gets a first down, they win. Defense gets a stop, they win. And the Davis bursted into the backfield for a safety, hitting Saquon. That was from Elliott Shore Parks, the report from him. So it's great to hear that Jordan Davis is making plays out there at practice. Overall, seems like the offense won the day again. The other thing, though, the defense did have an interception today. It came from Tanner McKee, not Jalen Hurts, obviously, who was 11 of 13. So Tanner McKee with an interception, pass deflected off of Shipley's hands. It was intercepted by Sean Stevens, actually. You remember Sean Stevens. He was picked him up the cornerback. So he had the interception there. So good stuff there. Another thing that I saw today that came out of practice. Remember, guys, I'm not down there at practice. I'm kind of just giving you the update on what the reporters put out there today. So we will dive deeper into everything that happened when we have John McMullen tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. But I did just want to go live for 15, 20 minutes here and give you the update on what happened at practice. But I did see a report, N'Kobe Dean wrecked a play with Shipley and pass pro, and then he sacked Pickett. So he obviously didn't sack him, but he got to him before Pickett was able to get the ball out. So good stuff. You know, maybe we'll see some more from N'Kobe Dean. Obviously, a lot of us have been waiting for N'Kobe Dean to make some plays, so we'll see what he's been able to do. C.J. Gardner-Johnson did not do team drills today, so James Bradbury got a lot of first-team reps with Reed Blankenship at safety. So we'll monitor that. I'm curious to get the update from John McMullen on the injuries today. I heard Cam Jurgens went down at the end of it. You know, I don't know if it's serious or not. C.J. Gardner-Johnson went down a little bit, so we're going to talk to John tonight about what's the update on the injury front. But, you know, not great when you hear that, you know, players like that are going down. We cannot afford to lose C.J. Gardner-Johnson. We can't afford to lose Cam Jurgens. They moved when Jurgens went out, they moved Brett Toth over to center and Matt Hennessy came in at right guard. So, they're not very high on Matt Hennessy. I thought they were going to like him. John thought they were going to like him. Didn't really go that way. So we'll follow that and see what goes on there. Anything else I missed at camp? Let me see if I can get all the updates. I want to get you guys all the updates possible. Obviously, like I said, I was not down there at practice. So I'm just giving you guys the report as it comes to me as I read it. I didn't hear from John today, who was busy. Andrew DiCecco put out that
Barney Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this act, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
There that Moro Ojomo is standing out to him. Extremely physical at the point of attack. We've talked about the defensive tackle position and whether they need more depth there. So I think it's good to hear that Moro Ojomo is standing out. Maybe he's a guy that can play that fourth DT role and live up to the hype. So we'll see what he's able to do. But I thought that was pretty exciting stuff. And then after practice, Saquon spoke. He spoke about the 50,000 strong at Eagles at the length for practice, which he was, you know, high on. He loves Philly fans. He spoke highly of the Philly fans. So good stuff there. And then Isaiah Rodgers talked about, you know, playing up against Devontae and AJ and how good that's making him as a football player. So good stuff there. The other thing he said was he ran a 4.28 at his pro day, and he says he's faster than that right now. So Isaiah Rodgers is a very speedy cornerback. If he's right and he's faster than that, that is tremendous speed. So he spoke today. Pretty good comments from him. It'd be interesting to see what his role is on this team. The other one piece of news, not training camp related, that came out today about 40 minutes ago. Jalen Hurts was featured in the LA 28 Olympic Games ad for flag football. So there's a pretty cool ad of him. His eyes like light on fire, which is kind of weird, but you know, that's what happens. And he tosses the football on fire and it lights up the torch for the Olympic Games. So we'll see. You know, they're gonna have the Olympic Games in 28 with flag football at it in LA. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I want to see if I can pull up this video for you guys of Jalen Hurts in the golf cart. Really, really great to see. Let me see if I can pull it up for you guys. I think John Clark put it up here, so I'm going to try and pull it up for you guys so you can see what happened there. Let me pull this up. All right, so you got my Twitter feed up on the screen. Let me see if I can make this bigger. I don't know if that's full screen for you guys. It should be. I don't know if you can see that. Is that not working? The full screen's not working, but you can see here what I'm looking at here with the with Hurts riding around the golf cart with Nick Sirianni and Big Dom on the back. So that's pretty fun stuff. Obviously, the vibes are pretty strong down there at NovaCare. So good stuff there. Love the Big Dom golf cart, but that's gonna do it. I'm gonna go to my chat, see if what you guys are talking about here in the chat. Didn't get too many, not as many tweets today that came out of practice. So we'll see what John thought of it. You know, I thought the good news was that Jalen Hurts continues to look good. Obviously, he's the most important guy. So good stuff there. Let me go to my chat, check in with everybody. M. Reyes is in here. Jason A-Team's in here. Paul Mancini's in here. Eduardo, Mike Fittery, Crowley, what's up, everybody? Appreciate all you guys being here. Tony Tomato says, we need linebackers. Yes, we do. They signed another one this morning, but not an impact guy. We'll see what they end up doing at that position. We'll be tracking that throughout the thing. Crowley says, you trust Bradbury if one of the starters goes down. I think he's better than an option, you know, Crowley on the back end, where it's like, if you get past Sidney Brown, who is it? You know, I think Bradbury could be okay from that standpoint. But we'll see. We'll monitor. I think Bradbury might be gone. And you can see Paul saying that as well. Bradbury will be traded when Sidney Brown returns. We'll see. A lot of guys on that defensive back, so they're going to move some people. Bradbury's probably the guy who will be out. I just don't know what they're going to get from him in the trade market, but we'll see you know, what they do. Paul says, let's see when these young players face other teams' defenses, coaches, schemes. No doubt about it, Paul. This is just practice, and obviously, you know, they're seeing the same guys every day. So it's a different setup than when you go up against opponents, and, you know, and they don't have your best interest in mind. So we'll be obviously monitoring that. Crowley checks in, says he likes Johnny Wilson. Me too, Crowley. I think it's good that he's stepped up so far. He's a big body. I think he could be a big impact in that red zone. So we'll see how they use him this year. Joe Whip says, Coach Kelsey. Joe, by the way, I did get your email this morning, brother. Thank you for the email. I think that's a great idea. I got to be careful with some copyright stuff, but I think that's a great idea. I need to get somebody that can make that design for me. Joe's floating out some t-shirt ideas for me with the Great Wall of Philly. Joe Whip, dub that name. Joe, you will get credit. I might have to put something on the t-shirt, courtesy of Joe Whip. but we appreciate that. Good idea. Maybe I can do that. Eduardo checks in, says, hey, Xander, real quick, seeing how CJ went down with an injury, he's good. People don't freak out. We saw Bradbury come in as his relief. We're thin at safety. Should we go out and get Simmons? I mean, I'm not opposed to it, Eduardo. I'm not like super high on a 30 or 31-year-old safety. I like the idea of getting those young guys in. The Eagles obviously like Reed Blankenship. They picked up that next contract. They bought out that next contract. So next year, so he's technically under contract for this year and next year. You have Gardner Johnson. You have Sidney Brown. Do we want to go with the young guys, or do we want to do a Band-Aid type of thing and bring in Simmons? I see the point for it. I see why some people want to go that way. I just don't know if that's something I would do. Curious to see what Howie will do, though. Sorry, I got the dry mouth today, boys and girls. I got to get that some liquid in me to soften that up. I think the defense should be out there. They need to work. I think you're talking about the preseason there, Crawley. I would agree. I mean, I think it's best to get these guys out there, but we'll see, you know, what they end up doing. I doubt that they do it. I doubt they play anybody. I mean, the first game is Friday, so we're going to see this week, but, you know, we'll see. James Jones checks in. What's up, James? Our resident Commander fan. Who's really more of a Philadelphia Eagle fan? James Jones, checking in again, brother. Come on, man. You're an Eagle fan, James. We know it. The chat knows it. Johnny Mack knows it. You know it, James. You're an Eagle fan, brother. Appreciate you being here, though. Brian Gresson checks in. What's up, Brian? Appreciate you being here, man. Thank you for being in here, for your comment. We appreciate that. Make sure you guys drop a like on the show. Going to get out of here pretty soon. We got Dan Cilio coming up at 2 and Birds 365, 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. So we'll see, you know, get a deeper update on the practice from them. Big interview today on Dan Cilio. He'll have Angelo Cataldi on at 4:30. So good stuff there. Brian says Simmons would be able to even help our vets acclimate to Vic's system. It's a good point. You bring in an older guy that knows how Vic plays. It's a communication heavy scheme. So from that perspective, it is a good idea to bring him in. I just don't know if they're going to do it or they're going to prioritize the young guys. It's one way or the other what they do. So we're going to see. Mad Bird checks in, one of our newest channel members. What's up, Mad Bird? Thank you for being a member, brother. We appreciate that. Encourage everybody to become a member on the channel to be entered into our Saquon Barkley jersey giveaway all year long. We're going to give away up to 20 Saquon Barkley jerseys this year to our channel members. So you have good odds if you're a member. Just over 100 members on our channel right now. So I just looked. I thought it was 200. It's 100. So you, good odds. If you're in there and we give away 20 jerseys, shoot, you got a 1 in 5 chance. And if you're here often and your comments are here every single day, believe me, we'll see you more. And that will get you some extra chances to win that jersey. I'm not going to do like a completely random thing. And there's some people here who have been here a long time who will be taken care of for sure, but must be a member to win. So Mad Bird, thanks for being a member. He says, is the first team offense going to play in preseason opener? We do not know yet, Mad Bird, but I doubt it. I highly doubt it. You know, you're talking about first team offense. You're talking about Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. I don't see any of them playing in the preseason. I don't. We'll see. Maybe. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So we'll see. James Jones snaps back. He says, it's my day off. I've been online. James, you're here every day. It doesn't matter whether you're working or not, man. You're an Eagle fan. Eagles Nation welcomes you. Welcome to the good side, brother. The best team in the NFC East. We know you love them. We know you appreciate them. We know you respect them. We know you had the Eagle jersey in your closet. We appreciate you being here, brother. That's going to do it, everybody, for our quick recap here on the practice. I didn't want to go too long. I have a lot of content coming up in the back half of the day today. So that's going to do it. Like I said, not as much came out of practice today, but we will have John tonight. So he was down there. We'll get his update on everything. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Appreciate all the comments. Appreciate the likes. Appreciate the support the channel's been getting. You guys have been tremendous. Can't thank all of you enough for making the channel possible. So thank you all. And we will catch you coming up at 2 p.m. on the National Football Show. Stay tuned, everybody, on Jacob Sports all week long.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.